Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience, right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Welcome to hour number two. And I am so sorry. I can't believe how sorry I am. Stop laughing. It's not funny, ladies. Big Fuzz. I heard what happened. And I heard out why you were sick. I mean, this is a tragedy that I think people need to understand. So he's been laid up the last couple days. So apparently what happened is that Big Fuzz was you know, getting ready for the weekend. And you know, if you're Big Fuzz, getting ready for the weekend starts Wednesday. I mean, I'm just saying. And so he went to a little grooming spot. And they were gonna do a wax. They were gonna do a body wax. And he got two strips in, and then the infections kicked in, and you know, they couldn't go on. So he's been laid up for a couple days. But you know, hey, listen, you know, guys don't always, you know, don't get credit for being grooming. But you know, hey, listen, there he was, Big Fuzz, trying to groom. Yeah. I think sometimes he feels a little sad being confused for a Yeti all the time. I mean, come on. I'm just saying. So, I mean, okay. I will talk sports. Should I talk sports? I'm discombobulated. Big Fuzz is sick. When I called to comment, he said, right.
Are you sure that wasn't Bigfoot?
Well, Bigfoot lives down the hall, but I don't have his number. I don't know. Sometimes he answers, but he's not there. But I mean, I get so frustrated by it. This is why I get so frustrated. And this is, okay, so this is what happened to any semi-serious soccer. I was going to say soccer. Sorry, Big Fuzz. I don't want to talk soccer today. But this is what happens to every sports fan in Denver. The Denver Nuggets are the most interesting team in basketball if you are a general manager. If you are a general manager for the Denver Nuggets, if you are a general manager in the NBA, the Nuggets are the most interesting team in so many different ways. First of all, unique. We are at altitude. Utah's at altitude too. But altitude matters, man, particularly when you are, you know, 1,000 miles from either coast, and there is not a lot in between. Oklahoma City, Minnesota, Chicago, Utah, and then that's it. I mean, you know, there's just not a lot of easy road trips. And for people coming here, it's worse. Because people freak. I think the best propaganda that ever happened that came out of Denver since the fact that the Denver Post lied about where they were in order to create Denver, the best propaganda to come out of Denver was to say that the altitude. And so you get this altitude and people think it's hard to play here and this, that, and the other thing. And the other part is that because we're so far away from either coast, regardless of how cool we are, and I'm glad we're not national yet because I want to let people into a secret, is that Colorado has some of the best of everything that you can imagine. It's awesome. But people think they play to it a bit, but it's called a cowtown, man. And Denver plays to that image. And it hurts them. The Nuggets, as a team, have so much really, really good young talent and a lot of really, really high draft picks. I don't think people understand how I mean, there's no star on the Nuggets, but there are certainly eight guys who should be starting on most NBA teams. I mean, that's not even imagine the young guys that are sitting on the bench right now because they just can't get minutes. There's just too much. The Nuggets have too much talent up and coming. But sorry, that was me sneezing, but I didn't want
you.
Well, I did. Well, and it just sounded awkward. You know, it's all of a sudden you hear "but," and then could you imagine like "but," and then that just falls over. That's the last thing. What's his last word? But. Be terrible. That was just me sneezing.
I got that recorded.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but the Nuggets have all this tradable thing to bring in people. And they have all the money in the world to be able to pay anyone they want. And people just do not want to come here, which is incredible to me. It's not incredible. I mean, I see it coming. I mean, it's typical. It's typical. But people just don't. I mean, Paul George said that he wouldn't re-up here in Denver. So that's why they didn't make a block. They said when the tweet came out today about the Nuggets trying to trade for Paul George, the word that was used in the tweet was something along the lines of enormous offer. Enormous offer. And when you think about the fact that really the only people that the Denver Nuggets need to be keeping on this team, I'm just keeping it out there for you. They're going to keep Jokic. They're going to keep Murray. They would like to keep Moutier, but he's got to improve. And I think that they really do like Plumlee, and I think they will sign him to a long-term deal. But even then, I'm saying, okay. So that leaves everyone else on the trade block to get one guy. You can put together a formidable starting lineup with the Nuggets. I mean, this is the thing that's always frustrated me with the Nuggets. And the conundrum is this. The Nuggets could make the playoffs every single year if they would play a running style. And when they play a running, freewheeling, up-tempo style at home, they routinely win 45 to 50 games and are always in the playoffs. Doug Moe did this. George Karl was the same way. They understood that you can run teams out of buildings and you can pad your home. You need to pad your home record. Because you pad your home record, and then if you're any good on the road, which you should be because hopefully you're in better shape than everybody else because you've been running at altitude. And then you win home, and that's how you get in the playoffs. But the problem is they can't seem to win in the playoffs because freewheeling doesn't seem to do it because it's half-court possessions. So you need to learn to play half-court, which is why they brought Malone in. But when you play half-court plotting defense, what you do is you let teams in games at home and you don't win any minutes home. And then when you go on the road, I mean, you can steal wins because you're gritty, but it's still the same problem because you're playing half-court defense. I mean, even though the Nuggets, thank God they have Jokic with his assisting because the Nuggets' offense is very freewheeling in spite of itself. This is in spite of Malone, mind you, that the Nuggets are shooting 140 points per game. I mean, ridiculousness, 100 and something, whatever it is. I'm just telling you. All I'm telling you is this. If you can find a way to play both, then you might win a championship here, but you're not going to win it with stars. And but there was one guy they probably should have dealt for. But we'll talk about that here in a minute.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.
See. Yeah, yeah.